All right, walk into any bar in Chicago and across America, and there's a growing likelihood you'll run into a pinball game. You might be surprised to find groups of people excitedly plunking down quarter after quarter into the machines, talking about high scores, especially in what's called a barcade, where rooms are filled with patrons enjoying a beer and playing a game or two. The only true pinball manufacturer on the planet, Stern Pinball, operates right here in Chicago. The longest-running pinball event is Pinball Expo, which has run 39 consecutive years. It's the annual event held at their Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center on October 18th through the 21st. It's also the 75th anniversary of the Flipper. So much to talk about as always. Gary Stern, founder and chairman of Stern Pinball, joins us tonight. Hey there, Gary.
Hi, it's great to talk to you again. And I have to add one thing, a new location that we have gardened, shall we say, great locations. All of these breweries all over the country. We have an event, event regularly at Microphone Brewery out in Elk Grove Village near our factory. And so the breweries are coming to be very good pinball locations.
Yeah, I'm telling you, pinball is everywhere, and it's a game for all ages. You don't have to be the guy or gal that was playing pinball back in the day to enjoy this. You know, there's whole new generations, including my own kids, that absolutely love the game.
Absolutely correct, and we have a growing market because of the people playing games in the various locations you mentioned, but also at home. Worldwide, 70% of our business is selling games at the home, and that game owner at home is different than he was 20 years ago. 20 years ago, a homeowner might have wanted a pinball machine, and it was, it was a flex, something cool to have, certainly cooler than having a video game console under your TV. It's art statement and a great game. But today, the 45-year-old who gets a game for home was a gamer. He is a gamer. And there's 3.1 billion gamers in the world, and many of them are buying games for the home, especially now that we have connectivity with Insider Connected. That was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Wow, you got it out.
It's a mouthful because there's so much to say. There's so much going on in the growth of pinball.
Well, I was going to say, it took me. I mean, we were on the air talking together my very first days on the air about pinball for a couple hours on a late night show when, you had a million people calling in about working with you, working with your dad back in the day. But it took me to the late 2000 teens for me to get my first game from you. Was the Batman game, which I absolutely love. It gets updated regularly, which is also amazing to me because of all the digital content that is updated. So there's new bells and whistles all the time. I've got an older game, 8-Ball, that I have as well. I'm probably due for a new game, Gary. I have to start looking at the list of what you're making here.
Yeah, I think you are, and I should read you a list of what we're going to have at the show. But first, their game is updating. If you're connected, the Insider Connected, one of the obvious things that we wanted to do was update games regularly because we're improving the games all the time. We're adding more to them. Even once we started initial production, we're continuing to add. So if your game's online, it will update itself. And 8-Ball Deluxe is a classic game, but nonetheless, the games today, because of that player, because the player today is more, he's a gamer. Again, 3.1 billion gamers in the world. He's a gamer. And so there's still plenty there for the casual player or the old man like me to do and to achieve and to feel good about. But for the gamers, there's game theory, there's deeper rules, there's funny to do, and we're changing them all the time and adding to the game. In Venom, our new game, you pick a host that you're going to be, and the play field physically changes. So the game plays different all the time. So not only code updates, but we're physically changing the play field.
Yeah, I don't think some people might not understand that, but like pinball, like it just changes the way you play the game. And it visually, what you play, the function of how you play the game, it updates. So it makes it new and exciting. It's not the same stagnant game. Like I would say the eight ball is a classic game, but I can't update it. But all your games can do that. And I was looking at some of them here. I probably have my eyes most on the James Bond 007, but Venom's a new one. And you got Foo Fighters too.
We have. We'll show at our booth at the expo. We'll have both pro and premium versions. The pro, the premium is has got more bells and whistles on it. The pro, often the game operator uses in the various locations that you've mentioned. But we'll have James Bond, Iron Maiden, Jurassic Park, Godzilla, Avengers, Deadpool, Foo Fighters, Venom, and we'll. We'll have some surprises at the show also.
I love that. I love that. I was going to say, what would you say right now the hottest game has been for you?
Oh, boy, these are all hot. You know, people ask me what my favorite game is, and you've heard me do this before.
Yeah.
Before I left the factory, I went out and we were building Venom, so that's my favorite game. I love all my children.
I love that. I love that.
And during the expo, there'll be many people who are going to come see how we build these because we're having a factory tour at early on 9 o'clock on Thursday morning. And the reason we're having a factory tour is we've just moved. We moved from 105,000 square feet with a small woodworking shop sort of jammed in there to two buildings, still in Elk Grove Village, at the main building at Bussey and Landmeyer. We'll have 165,000 square feet there. And we have a building on Tui around the corner where we'll do just woodworking. We don't need all the 60,000 square feet that we have there. But we're growing, and we see the market continuing to grow with thanks to people like you who buy games for the home and for the people playing in the various locations.
Well, and you got so many people involved in this too. Like, I know you've got the Stern Pro Circuit players that are out there, playing, competing all the time. And then you got the Stern Army as well. Talk about those things.
Yeah, sure. The Stern Pro Circuit, in fact, on Wednesday, the 18th at 7 p.m. At Interium, we have a circuit event in Interium is at Woodfield Mall in Schaumburg, that culminates after a number of events in invitational final pro circuit final later in the year. And then as to the Army's a street team, and we have many enthusiasts who want to see more games and better games and events. And so they become Army members, and they go they pick a location that they are going to support and have an event at least once a month there for other people to play, both enthusiasts and casual new players. That is a very important street team part. It's grown quite a bit over the years, and we're extending it in other countries now because, we export about 35-40% of our games.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. And then, of course,
the Army members have to have an event, and that brings people socializing together because pinball, you can play alone. You can play alone at home. It's fun. It's even more fun than it used to be because now you can be connected and you can get badges. And by the way, we will have, if you play at Expo, you get a badge. If you play if you're at the Interium or we have a party at Friday night at Logan Hardware, they would get a badge there too. So this, and all this is about, the insider connected, which is the future. Everything is connected today. I have a new washer dryer, and it sends messages to my phone. I really don't want to have a conversation with my washer dryer, but it talks to me all the time. It wants to talk to me. It tells me it's time to wash my clothes.
I love that. Okay, so Pinball Expo, you were talking about the event at Logan Hardware, which I love about Logan Hardware, but this is a big event for fans, wannabe fans, want to learn about the game of pinball and where it's been taken over the last 10 years, this is the place to be. Talk a little bit about the Renaissance Schaumburg Convention Center on October 18th through the 21st. Go ahead.
Yeah, they can. Again, there's a tour of our factory. There will be hundreds of games for them to play there, whether they're enthusiasts or just want to play some games on free play, old games, new games. Just go have a good time and play. There are seminars that that the enthusiasts and others should find interesting. How do you design a game? We have three seminars on Friday ourselves. Three is the making of Venom with the designers and with Mark Tremonti of Creed, who did the music for that game. He's a pinball enthusiast, and he will be at our tour, by the way, signing autographs. We then do Foo Fighters at 4 p.m., making of it, and 007 Bond at 5 p.m., all this on Friday. A lot to do at this show. There's seminars all the time from various enthusiasts and what have you, how to trick your game up. You know, we sell a lot of accessories people want to add to their game, just like I do to my Harley Davidson motorcycles. So they, you know, we make toppers and special ball shooters and armor and other things to add on to them. Toppers are, you know, something you put on top of the game, often interactive with the game. Some of them are more, their value goes up. You know, the pinball value often goes up. These toppers seem to go up even more.
Really?
Incredible. People want these things, and they're great. They're fun, and they top off the game. And they're collectible. That's why they values go up. So there's a lot to see there. You know, whoever goes, they'll have a good time.
You know, I want people to understand your passion behind all this, because it's endless. It's been endless for the 10, 12 years I've been talking to you. And it was your father, Sam Stern. There were three big, you know, Chicago was the pinball capital, is now with
That's
you
right.
doing it. But it was Williams, it was Bally's, and it was Gottlieb. And yeah. Your dad was part owner and president of Williams Electronics. I mean, that's how far this goes back.
He was Williams. He was actually ultimately the whole owner of it, and then he sold it to Seberg, the jukebox company. And part of the thing is we all want to preserve what we're doing, so you have to have succession. Our succession includes Seth Davis, our new president, who spent a decade plus at Disney in games and in streaming, so he's familiar with what's needed for Insider Connected, and he's a game guy. Even more than I am, because I'm a pinball guy, but he's a game guy and understands that the games with Insider Connected, again, have a different, more of a rule set, not just, you know, light A, B, C, and light hit A, B, C, and light the red special. There's a lot more going on for the great player. He understands all that. And we all have to plan for succession. I'm 78, so I need desperately this company and pinball to continue, and we are planning that and its growth by having the, you know, new younger and more modern managers.
Yeah, I love it. Very exciting. 39th Pinball Expo right around the corner, starting October 18th. For more, you can visit pinballexpo.com. And I really encourage you to go look at sternpinball.com and really look what Gary and this amazing team is doing in their building to keep pinball exciting and out there for the masses. Always a pleasure, Gary, talking to you. And I'm hoping I make it out for at least a day or two to the expo.
Please do. Love to see you.
Thanks, buddy. All right, top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom are next.